Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Yud Beis. Excuse me, and we are starting here about four lines down on Yud Beis, Omer Aleph, Gufa. We're going back to something we mentioned yesterday. All right, just finishing up this topic of the issue of a chotzer. We're gonna basically get to a mission, right? We'll change gears a little bit. So it says the Gemara Gufa. Let's go back to something we said before. Ra Usan Ratzen Achar Metzia. Right, again, if you see somebody running after some lost animal, let's say the deer, right, can't walk, or pigeons that can't fly, etc. Right, so if the guy's next to his field, right, we said that he is kona with the kinyan chatzar. So Amar Yirmi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, if Hushar Ratzacharin Umagian. That's as long as he can get there, right, as long as he can get to the animals, right, before, right, they run away. So the Gemara says, Boy Rabbi Yirmiya. So that's meaning that's true by a mitzia, but by a matana, hey, what's the din by a matana? Right, if the guy, you know, I'm dropping off a gift, and oh, by the way, it's a turtle. And good luck catching it, right? If you get it, great. If you don't, well, then it's gone. So does that work? So kibbutz minei Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, right? Afal pishat tzacharev in magen. So Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, right? He said that no, that's not the same, right? Even if you couldn't get it, even if you can't get the turtle, right? So then you're still acquiring it, isn't it? It's now your turtle. So boy, Rava, so Rava asked if that's true. So zark arnechi bepesach zev v'yatz bepesach acher. Mahu. Right, at first glance, this has absolutely nothing to do with anything, but we'll see in a second, right, that it is kashur, it is similar. Right, so Rava asked, right, if you throw, right, a wallet, right, through one Pesach, through one opening of the house, and it goes out another, goes to the back, excuse me, right, you throw it through a window like they, you know, do in the old, back in the day, Warner Brothers, you know, Bugs Bunny type cartoons, right, they throw in one window and out another. Or in one door, not the other. So, Ma, what's the din? I mean, do you acquire, does the guy acquire the wallet? Again, Rashi just points out over here that he said it was going to be Hefker. Whoever gets it, right? It's not a Matana. He's just being Mafker his wallet, and he throws it through the house. So, this guy who owned the house acquire the wallet. So, Avir She'in Sofa Lanuach Kamunach Dami Olo. Do we say that something that's not going to eventually be Munach, that's something that's not going to rest, it's not going to stop, right, in the airspace, right, in the airspace of the house, right, it's not going to stop, it's flying through, right, it's not stopping in that house, is that considered as if it's munach, is that considered as if it is, as if it landed, right, on the ground? Obviously, right, if it did, then it would be kona midin chotzer, right, because it's, or his rishus, really, it's not his chotzer, but it's rishus, okay, but that midin chotzer, okay, so do we say that's true if it's flying through, right, the property in flying through, right, the chazir. So Amalei Rapapa the Rava, for Amalei Ravada Ramasna Rava, right, either Rapapa Ravada Ramasna, for Amalei, or me people say the Ravina Rava, maybe it was Ravina, Lafayna Mashnizin, that's our Mishnah. How is it our Mishnah? What in the world are we talking about? So what's our Mishnah say? Right, Mishnah says that Ra Osan Ratzin Achar Metzia, right, again, you see people running after this thing, and it's running through your chazir, and you say, that's mine! As long as you can get there, Uboi and Rabbi Yirmi asked, "Matana Helach, right? What about dinner with the matana?" V'kibla minav Rabbi Abba Barkana, and we learned that again, which you mentioned a moment ago, that b'matana af pishrat zecharin in magian, right? You still acquire it if it's a matana, even if you couldn't get there. The chutzer, meaning the chutzer, can acquire the animals, right? You can be cornered the animals, even though the guy's not going to make it, right? So similarly, right, in the same vein, the house will acquire the wallet. But the house will acquire the wallet, even though you're not going to get there. Again, because what are we assuming? We're assuming that the animals are running through. They're not munach. They're not resting. They're not stopping there. It's just like a wallet, right, that's flying through the airspace. So, too, a deer is running through your chutzer. It's not stopping. It's not kamunach. But you would acquire it if it was a matana, even if you couldn't get there. It's the same thing, right, with a wallet. So the Gemara says, Amalei, no, what are you talking about? Rabbah says there's a very clear difference, right, between an animal running or an item running through your chutzer, right, and the wallet flying through, right, the airspace. B'misgalgel komarta. But it's misgalgel, right? Something misgalgel literally means it's rolling, but it's moving. Shani misgalgel k'demunach dami. No, there, again, you're touching the ground, right? Obviously, that it's not stopping, but it, obviously it has some sort of contact with the ground, right? Animals don't, I guess, unless it's the case of the what's it called, of the birds, right? Again, interesting that they don't actually use that. Because that was the two examples of the Mishnah, yeah? But okay, we're talking about an animal that's running on the ground, right? So therefore, if it's misgalgel, that's considered, if it's munach, therefore you cannot compare it, right, to a wallet. Okay, good. New Mishnah, Zakta Mishnah is like this. Mitzias b'no ubito ketanim. So shifting gears, right? Again, we talked about kinyan chatzar, somebody's property can acquire something for you. So what about people that are not your property? Well, we'll get to that in a second, but people who are in your domain, right? In a person's domain, if you have ketanim, right? There you have ketanim. We'll see exactly what that means. Today we'll have a couple of interpretations of that. But let's say pashup shot, right? People under, kids under bar mitzvah in your house, if they have a mitzvah. Or mitzvah's avda, v'shivcha ketanim. Or that you have a mitzvah of your slaves, right? Every ketani, shivcha ketanis. Or mitzvah's ishto, or a wife, if the wife finds something, saren, harayah, shalom, those are, that belongs to the husband. Again, we're going to see there are different reasons, right, for all four of those. We could mention it right now. So if you look at it, we could just do it right now. Rashi says, "Bino katan begamara mefarish my time up." Right, we'll talk about why exactly the son would acquire something from the father. Well, that we'll have a discussion. For bito katana, for his daughter, that's an exubis, right? For the fact that shvach nuri milavia, anything that she makes goes to the father. So too. Because so too, her mitzvah. What about every kanani, shiv kananis, right? Rashi says that gufo konelo olamis, because they, that he owns them, so therefore anything that they find belongs to him. What about ishto? What about his wife? So rabban tignu lemishum eva. So chazal we're talking because of eva. What is eva? Eva is animosity. We'll mention that in a second. Basically, we don't want the husband to be who is working ostensibly back in the day, certainly, right, working all day, right, and giving his wife mizonos, right, giving her money and parnasa, etc. And now she's going around, spending his money, and now all the things that she finds when she's walking around all day, right, belongs to her also, right, that might upset him. Okay, fine. So that's already, all that stuff belongs to the husband, the father, whatever it is, the master. Okay. Mitzvah, back in the Mishnah, Mitzvah's b'no ubito ha'gdolim, but let's say you have a spajib shot, someone who's above bar mitzvah, Mitzvah's avdo shivcha chaso ha'ivrim, but every ivri or shivcha ivris, right, in Shivcha, right, Am Avriel. And Mitzias Ishto Shagirsha Afal Pi Shalom Hitna Ksuba. What about a wife who's been divorced, right, but you didn't yet pay the Ksuba? Right, so no, those cases are right, Shalahem, right, all of those Mitzias belong to them. And obviously, the last case should be obvious, right, your wife's already divorced, but the Ksuba has nothing to do with the divorce, nothing to do with the get. But okay, well, Gemara, we'll discuss that. So fine. Vaiter, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this, Mipnei Ma Amru Mitzias Katan La Aviv. Again, we kind of ruined some of these discussions for you already by Rashi, but that's okay. Shmuel says, why does we say that katan, or the bino katan, that if he finds a mitzvah, that belongs to the father? Because as soon as he finds something, right, when a little kid finds something, hey, look what I found. Right, he runs and shows it to his dad. He may insist on keeping it afterwards, but he runs and gives it over to him. Right, so Pasha says that's his intention when he picks it up. Right, he wants to give it, right, to his father. That's what Rashi explains, right? That Meritza is alive, Hilkach Keshmagbia, Letzor Chavia Hagbia, right? It must be that he picked it up with intention, right, for his father. So Gemara says, Mimur, Tzavar Shmuel, Katan, Lesle, Zechia, Lenashim, Midaraisa. That seems to imply, right, that a Katan does not have any way to acquire something, right, Midaraisa. Meaning, if he could, right, because then we never would have assumed, right, it just belongs to the father, right? And again, yes, Inechanami, Chazal could be like, okay, they can make their own decisions. But not Dafka that they would say that. I mean, again, it seems to be, right, we're talking about it's Daraisa. That it's not Daraisa, and therefore Chazal, right, we're able to be Matakein, right, with everything that the kid requires, Pashtus is, right, that it belongs to the father. Again, if we're assuming that was his Kavana, that means we're not using a halachic definite mechanism. That's what it means. We have an Ukimta, right? We assume that that's what his Das was, and therefore Chazal said that everything that he finds goes to the father. So that implies that Midaraisa, right, the kid does not have a Kenyan. So Gemara says Vatanya, but what do you mean? We learned in Raisa that a socher, Zapol, if a person is, if you hire someone to work for you in your field, so Yelakit Beno Acharav, his kid, can gather behind him, Leket, right? We mentioned Leket, right? Again, Leket is one of the, if you drop stalks of wheat or whatever, right, in the field, right, the poor can gather it. So the worker can bring his kid, right, to gather anything that he may find, right, and anything that he may forget, rather, right, and the kid can then keep it, right, assuming that the guy is again, we're assuming that he's a poor person. But if the salary that you're giving the worker is some sort of percentage, right, of the stuff he's reaping, of the stuff he's picking up, of the stuff he's gathering, so then lo yilakit b'no acharav, then his kid can't gather it behind him, so he must not be, he's not terribly poor, right, what's it called? Meaning, because the guy himself is not able to collect, right, Pasha says he's not a poor person, he's getting, a decent amount of this food, so too, right, the katan is not allowed to collect, and because, right, again, anything the katan collects belongs to the father, and that would be like the father is collecting it. Right? And so that, again, that seems to be, right, again, that's, again, where they're saying that the okay, let's just go right there, yeah? So Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, binkach or binkach, right, yilaki b'no v'ishto achrov, right, Rabbi Yossi says, either way, right, the son can get leket, right, and Omer Shmuel says, alchi Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Now, the Gemara explains why that's a problem, right, that Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yossi, and again, on the other hand, what he explains that the Mishnah says that when that, or the logic behind the Mishnah is that whenever the kid finds something, he runs and gives it to his father, which seems to be that it was his kavanah, and therefore, right, that there's no kinyan midaraisa, right, no zechiyah midaraisa, right, for a katan. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If you say that a katan is zechiyah l'nafshe, that a katan can acquire something on his own, kikom alakit l'nafshe, right, when he acquires something, right, it's for himself. He's acquiring it for himself. And the father's getting it from him, meaning the kid is acquiring the leket, and then he's giving it, right, to the father. But if you say a katan can acquire it, i.e., when he picks up this leket or whatever, so that it goes straight to the father, therefore he's gathering for his father. But again, in the second case, right, avua, right, asheru, right, his father is a rich person, right, again, he's what's it called, he's getting that salary, what is percentage-wise, right, of the field. So, I might yishto b'no malaket achrav, so why can his wife and his son collect, right, leket behind him, if everything goes straight to him? So, Gemara says, Shmuel doesn't really hold like that, right, really, Shmuel tana didan, taima da tana didan kamar, really, he's just explaining, right, the Tana in our Mishnah, but Valelus, really, he doesn't actually hold like that. Really, he holds like Rabbi Yossi, right, that the Katan would acquire right, for himself, and therefore he does have, right, a Kinyan Midaraisa, Zechiyah Midaraisa. The Gemara says, one second, so Rabbi Yossi Katan is Zechiyah Midaraisa, but does Rabbi Yossi really hold that a Katan acquires something Midaraisa? Right, but Tana, within the Mishnah, Mitzias, Chereshot of a Katan, Yeshbehem, Mishum Gezel, if a Chereshot of a Katan, Cheresh is deaf mute, or Shaita is someone who's crazy, and a Katan, obviously Katan, right? That's our issue. Right? Yesh ben mishum gezel. If you steal something from them, right, it's also why? Mipnei darkei shalom. Because we need to have peace amongst people, right? Obviously, not because midaraisa it's stealing, but because it's not nice, and things will get crazy if you're just walking around grabbing stuff from people. Rabbi Yossi omer gezel gomer. Rabbi Yossi says it's gezel midaraisa. Rabbi Rav Chista gezel gomer midaraim. And Rabbi Yossi says it's daraisa. Rabbi Chissa says hey, it's the rabbanon. It's not daraisa. The Gemara says nafkamina. Excuse me. Was it nafkamina between those cases? Lotzia b'dayanim. Right. Whether you're going to take it out from Beis Din. If it's just darkei shalom, so Beis Din is not going to take it out. But if it's daraisa, the rabbanon pashas. So then it's they will. But either way, again, pashas. This is Rabbi Yossi says again, katan doesn't really have right, what's called midaraisa. Rabbi Yossi says it is gezel midaraisa. So therefore, right, that should work. Hold on, why doesn't that work? Sorry, right, okay, well, just the one thing, one detail that I missed is that Rav Chisda is not saying his own shita, he's explaining Rabbi Yossi. So when Rav Chisda says gezel gomor midivrehem, right, well, that makes a lot of sense, right, because he literally says gezel gomor means midivrehem. So what he means is complete gezel, doesn't mean it's gezel midaraisa, it means it's gezel midarabana. So that's a steer in Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi, again, if you tell me that Rabbi Yossi's whole logic why the katan, right, can acquire because he has some sort of kinyan midaraisa, right, that's the way we explained, right, that way the katan can acquire leket. Right, and then you tell me over here that if you steal from a katan, right, it's not gezel midaraisa, it's gezel midarabana. So apparently we see that he doesn't have a kinyan, right, midaraisa. So Alamar Abayi says that we have to we're going to switch the reason why the kid is allowed to collect leket behind his father. Why is that? Because asu kimi shaholchu ba nemushos. Chazal assumed that scenario where the guy is working in the field and he brought his little kid, right, to collect the leket, it's as if, right, the nemushos pass through the field. The nemushos are the last aniyim, right, to give it a go, right, after they pass through, right, everything is hefker, right, so Chazal made it as if the nemushos pass through, like, that's like the last line, the old aniyim, right, the old line of people with canes and stuff like that, people walking slowly, right, so that after they've passed through, then everything that they missed, everything they didn't take, right, that's already after. So this is like that. Right? Because the poor people, right, they have hezek hadas, they don't think about the field, because somebody, they see brain the hayach malati, they see that kid is here, okay, we're not gonna collect any more poor Matanos. So if that kid is there, so then, you know, that's it. We're done. So that's why the Chazal made it as if it's the Nemushos have passed through, and therefore, right, that's why the kid is able to collect. So Amalei Ravada Bar Masa Labaye, Ravada Bar Masa said to Abaye, wouldn't it be? That's backwards. What's going on over here? We're not saying that the kid is allowed to collect it on his own. We're saying that since the poor people will see this kid collecting, they'll give up hope, and therefore we're all going to allow him to keep everything that he takes. Well, that's not fair. Why don't we say that he's not allowed to bring his kid right to the field? So Rava says, no, what we mean to say is how the answer up the reason the kid can collect the leket is asusha eno zocha ke zocha. Really, they made someone who's not supposed to be zocha, i.e. the kid, right? Someone who's not, as if he can be zocha. My time. Why is that? Because aniim gufayin nichalu. Because the poor people are fine with that. They're fine with this arrangement. Why? Because geheched yichi agru l'ditu. Then nilko beinayu basrayu. Because they also want to be able to bring their kids. Wait till collect like it. So they again, if they get hired out, right, by some other guy, because they also want to be able to bring their kids, right, and make sure they pick up everything, you know, after they work. So therefore, they're happy with it and they're fine with it. Now, pliga Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Now, this is against Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Not this, but the way we've been explaining this Mishnah, right, that again is going to be the whole logic why a katan, right, who picks up leket behind his father is because he's whenever he picks up something he acquires for his father. That's the Amar Bechibar. I mean, that's against Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. The Amar Bechibar Abba Amar Yochanan lo godol godol mamish v'lo kater kater mamish. Again, we said that there's a difference, perhaps how you could view and understand the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said godol and katan didn't mean over bar mitzvah, under bar mitzvah. Ella rather what it meant godol v'samach hashulchan aviv zeo katan. Even if the kid is a godol, but he's getting supported by his father. So then, he's considered a katan, and therefore anything he picks up, right, goes to the father, just like, you know, like you get the daughter, a katana, right, all the shvach nurim lavia, so too by a katan who's supported by his father. Katan v'enu samach al shulchan aviv zeo gadol. And even if he's a katan underneath bar mitzvah and he's not supported by his father, he has his own business, he does whatever, so then he would, that would belong to him. And again, that's, again, based on the fact that the father is supporting him or not. Okay. Mitzias Avdu Shivcha, so Avram Harayan Shesha Laatzman, right? Again, if you have a Shivcha that's a Jew, right? So that any Mitzias belongs to them. So Gemara says, Amai, why is that true? Lo Yehe Ela Poel. Hey, why isn't that guy a worker? Again, Amai Ivri or Evid Ivri should be just like a worker. Vatani will learn the right. So Mitzias Poel Laatzmo, that a worker, if he finds a Mitzias, if he finds a lost object, he can keep it. But Medvar Murim, what is that? Bismam Shamalo Niche Shimi Hayom. Adri mihayom, right? That's only if he gave the worker a specific job, right? And then he found a metzia while he's working that specific job. But amr lo. But if he said to him, I say miyom alakol hayom. But if he said work for me today, metziyos of the baal bayis, then it belongs to the baal bayis. Why shouldn't an ivri and amr ivri be the same like that? So rechia bar abba amr biyochan. Gemara is going to give three possibilities over here. Amr rechia bar abba amr biyochan. Hacha be eved no cave margolios askina. The case is where the eved, right, is very very skilled, right? And he's literally drilling holes in pearls and in margolios and precious gems. Shein rabo rotza l'shanosu m'melecha l'charis. His master just wanted him to stop. Right? The guy's doing, you know, getting paid, you know, work that could cost, you know, 10,000 shekel, you know, $10,000 an hour. I don't know, whatever it is. So in that case, right, he finds something, right, that is more valuable, right, than what he's doing. So he never wanted, the master didn't want him to stop. I never thought he would find something like that. So therefore, the Eved can get the Metzia for himself. Obviously, Rashi already here points out that he has to pay back any time that he missed, right? If it took him, you know, 20 minutes to get it, so then he has to, you know, kind of drop 20 minutes from his salary. Rava Amar, Rava says, I'm a Bia Metzia im Malachto Oskinan. The case is where the guy's doing his work, right? He's, you know, he's, I don't know, guarding a field, and he sees something, you know, a wad of bills rolling by. He didn't do anything. He's still standing there, right? He's still guarding the field, right? So that is mutter that would belong to himself. Rav Papa says, "Could go into schorl lake mitzios." The case is now Rav Papa is not talking about the Mishnah, right? Now we're talking about the Rav Papa now switches over and starts talking about the Braisa, right? In the scenario. Meaning that would be, meaning where that now belongs to the master, that's only if the master hired him to find lost objects. What does that mean? How could he hire him to find lost objects? Would he just walk around? What's the case? Agma Bikavari, where that the fish flooded, right? The river flooded, and there was fish everywhere. So he hired him, right? To the Bryce says if you hired him to pick up that fish, so then right, that belongs to the master. So Kamar says, just as a side point, Hai Shefcha Hechidami. What is the case of a Shefcha? Right, again, that we said that it would belong to herself. Any mitzvahs would belong to herself. Either isolate shtei saros, if she's a gadola, right? She has two hairs and she's become a gadola, or really a nara, right? So my boy gabay, why is he still by the master? She's not an am ivri anymore. She goes free. Below isolate shtei saros, if she hasn't yet, so e isolate av, if her father's alive, davua have you? Then her mitzvahs belong to her father. If he's the less of the av and the father's dead, so then typical misas av, she should have gone free. When the father passed away, shouldn't be an Amma Ivri anymore anyway. She already acquires it. She leaves when the father passes away. So how could you have a scenario where the Amma Ivri could acquire something for herself, right? If she's still an Amma Ivri, right? So then it depends. If her father's alive, so then it would go to her father, right? And if it's not, then she should have gone free already. So Kamar says, well, yeah, v'lav osis v'lav rish lagish, right? If you remember, right, from the I don't remember, but when you look back, right? So we actually got rid of rish lagish. We refuted rish lagish. So therefore, it's not true, meaning that she doesn't necessarily go free with her father's passing. So it could be that she hasn't yet brought stage saros and her father passed away, and she's still in the rishos of the adam. In that case, right, then we would say, it's in that case still, right? It she can keep her own mitzias. Kamar says, "Nei mehai, what's it called? Nei mehai, name to have a tiyufta." Maybe we should say this is also a tiyufta, right? Against Rish Lakish. The Kamar says, "Lo la meisa of the Rav." No, really, right? You could say that's not necessarily against Rish Lakish, because you could say the cases where the father is alive. My harei hein shalahen lafuki the Rava. Right? When you say that belongs to her. Right, it doesn't mean it belongs to her. It's against Rabba, right? I mean, not Rabba. Knee jerk to say Lafuka. Usually, when you say Lafuka the Rabba, it means it's against Rabba Shita. But Rabba's not here. Right? It's not Rabba Shita. It means Rabba here, her master. Right, to exclude. Right, to say to make sure you don't think that Mitzia goes right to the Odon, as opposed to. And the Matthias actually go to the father. Okay, Matthias Ishto. Again, we said that the case is not that a wife finds something, but the wife has been divorced. You haven't paid a ksuba. So in that case, she gets to keep her Matthias. The Gemara says, Girsha Pshita. Well, if she's divorced, obviously, she's her own woman. What does that have to do with anything? The Gemara says, Achma Eskin and Magaresh is Vayner Magaresh. This case is a suffix. She's sort of, kind of, maybe divorced. As well as the Gemara going to say. It must be. Meaning that, long story short, the father threw her a get. And Rishus, and the Shus Rabim, and we're not sure if it was closer to her, closer to him. If it's closer to her, then she's divorced. If it's closer to him, then she's not, and therefore it's a suffix. Damar Rabbi Zer Bar Shmuel, Kol Makom Shamar Chacham Megresh, Vein Megresh. Anytime you have a suffix, Baal Chayiv Mizanoseh. So the husband still has to support her in that case. Again, that's the reason why the husband gets his wife's Maisiyadeh, right? Since he's still giving her Mizanos. So you might have thought, again, since he's still supporting her, right, even though they might be divorced, right? So he's going to keep her mitzias, and therefore the mission is, in that case, teaching me that she can keep her own mitzias. Time of my Amar Rabbanu mitzias isha l'vayla, ki yechei dilu tavi le'eva. Again, the whole reason why we don't, again, as we explained before, right, Rashi explained, is that we don't want there to be any animosity, any fighting, because he's supporting her, and then she's walking around picking up mitzias. But, haka isla eva v'eva, but here, again, they're divorced. So obviously there's eva, there's no reason right now to try and prevent more eva, right? They're already divorced, right? We're done here. Right, so therefore, she can keep any mitzvahs that she has. All right, I thought we could read the Mishnah, but Taklis will just kind of recap it tomorrow anyway. So we'll stop here. We'll read the Mishnah tomorrow. It's Hashem, and have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.